So we're here with Aaron Coleman from Thylene Research Institute with, we're going to cover a couple of, or actually three topics today.
Yeah.
And the first one at hand is credit unions in 2025. And I think this is a topic that nearly all of us are interested in because we want to know, what's my credit union going to look like? How am I going to be handling finances in, what is it, 7 years we're
right.
off? So
right.
tell us, Aaron.
Sure. So actually, that a report by that very name is our second most downloaded report at the Institute, and it's called Trending Credit Unions in 2025.
Yep.
And it talks about five key themes that credit unions continue to discuss and we have seen borne out again and again and again. And so one of the things that I talk about is I work with credit unions across North America, and we talk about the future is to marry those themes with human behavior and what humans really care about today, because that informs the way that they use financial services and the decisions that they make about financial services. So if you marry those two together, then you can combat inaction and you can actually start to move forward with some direct activities that can help prepare you for the future and what's going to come. So there's several things that are coming in the future. One of those key things, of course, is our continued consolidation. And what the research suggests is, although that consolidation will continue, and it's been going on since the 1990s, often we talk
long time.
About, it started in the recession, but really it has been at a pretty even clip since the 1990s. And even though that consolidation will continue, our asset quality is expected to rise.
That's right.
Like 160%. Yeah. And you think about the incredible capital power we'll have to help members and potential members. It's really extraordinary. And also, because we will have that power, we can also continue to leverage the great credit union champions, our employees, who will still be needed in other credit unions even as mergers and consolidation continue.
I feel like I'm in a superhero film. Use that power for good.
Use the power for good. We can do it.
Exactly. So the other topic, human trends. This one really kind of piqued my interest.
Yeah.
You're talking about values banking, virtual reality, gamification. There's a whole plethora of areas you can go here. So give us what you want to talk about with human trends, because it's such a thing that credit unions are really dialed into, right?
Yeah, sure. So there's lots of things that we talk about, and that's been informed by some symposiums that we've given. Actually, in Canada, we talked about game changers, those things that you're always really interested in talking to but rarely rise to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Values banking is a really big one to me because, you know, if you look across industry, like Nielsen, Global Center for Social Responsibility, did a survey, and 30,000 people across the world said, yes, I would pay more to do business with companies with a dedicated commitment to making the world a better place. And when you ask millennials that, it's even stronger. 7 out of 10 of them said, not only will I pay more if you're improving the environment or making the social good better, but I will also tell my friends and family, and they're the largest generation in history, and we really are still working to connect with them, and there's still a very small number of that giant generation that works with credit unions. So if we can leverage their interest in making the world better and combine it with what's in our DNA and our fabric to begin with, then that can be very powerful. I think that the combination of big data and collaborative consumption, or the sharing economy, and how that manifests through crowdfunding and particularly peer-to-peer lending. Peer-to-peer lending seems scary because it asks us to rely upon different criteria than the typical credit score, which of course we are conservative and we want to be good stewards of our members' money, and we should be. At the same time, that's why we were founded, right? At the beginning of time, we were locked boxes of deposits that people came together and put in a pile.
That is peer-to-peer lending, isn't it?
Yes.
At its core? Yeah.
It is. And, you know, fintech players are taking away opportunities for us to connect with communities, because there are people who want to lend their money to other humans, and there are people who need that money.
Right.
So how can we leverage those things and start to connect with what humans care about at the same time that we still maintain soundness? And, you know, we talk a lot about human-centered design at the Institute, and it really is that intersection of desirability along with feasibility and viability that really creates magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an example where we can really do that and also get back to where we all began and why so many of us, like me, are very passionate about it.
I hear Kickstarter as well all over this. You know, as you're talking, I'm like, gosh, Kickstarter,
because exactly
you get kind of emotionally involved in something like that. Okay, here's some money to help keep it going, type of thing.
Yeah, exactly right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, payments. I just got back from the Visa Payments Forum in Washington, D.C. recently, and so it's top of mind. So that was one of the topics that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
So divulge, please. I would love to hear, because payments is, by the time this interview is over, something will have changed in payments, you know?
It changes every minute, it seems. That is for sure. So, yeah, so we like to talk about, you know, when you ask humans, hey, how do you pay for things today? And then you think about the future, how do you consider that you will pay for them? What we see is cash, of course, is going to go down. And that makes good sense if we think about our individual lives, where I'm more likely to pay dollars if I go to the convenience store to buy a bottle of water, whereas if I'm going to buy a TV or a mattress or even a pair of shoes, I'm probably going to use a card or I'm going to use my mobile wallet, right? So that is not surprising and something for us to look at and understand with our individual members at credit unions, you know, what is the preference for payment vehicles at my particular credit union? Nationally, Accenture does a lot of studies in this area, and they also found that blockchain humans in the United States say that's what I expect to increase the most, which is so fascinating because it's had a difficult time taking off, and we could go on for hours and hours about all of that. And we heard the keynote this morning talk about the valuation of all these blockchain providers. Even though there doesn't seem to be anything to it. In his words, he said it's a white piece of paper. Yeah. And yet you can, you know, that as you research it more, you can see the value based upon what providers say around the cost, the perceived security of it, the cross-border functionality. It's interesting because there isn't a central governing authority, also somewhat frightening to those of us who've been around for a long time, you know, because that's kind of how we stay the course. And so I think that those are going to be two very interesting areas and things we should not take our eyes off. And one of the recommendations we make when we're facilitating strategic planning or even in a session like today that I led is to take a look at your own members' data, because we have at our fingertips the ways in which our members pay for things, which is not creepy. That is their transaction journal. And from that, perhaps you can use that data to help you make decisions that are very informed around your payment strategy and where you might focus your energies or not, because we can't do everything, right? So how do you make informed decisions about what has the most impact?
And I think I'm going to come full circle with this interview, because this all leads us to what we're going to be in 2025.
Right.
You know, it all leads back to that. So, wow, really cool stuff. Again, we could go on for hours on this type of stuff. I mean, payments alone. I know, payments alone we could go on. We'll be here till next Friday. So, Aaron, thank you so much for hanging out for us a few minutes. Talking. There was a million other topics we could have talked about, but these are the top three that I thought were pretty good. So,
well, I look forward to the next time.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Much.
Well done. Keep up the good work.